Nominations for the 75th Motion Picture Academy Awards were announced this morning in Beverly Hills, California. The movie version of the Broadway musical Chicago came away with the most nominations, 13, including Best Picture. And reporter Pat Dowell is here. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can a musical win an Oscar for Best Picture?
Well, it happens more often than you think. Actually, it used to happen when there were actually musicals. Since there haven't been musicals for a while, one hasn't won for a while. But back in the old days, even as late as 1984, you had Amadeus, which isn't your usual movie musical, but think about My Fair Lady and The Sound of Music, West Side Story, those all won Best Picture Oscars.
The three actresses in The Hours, Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, and Julianne Moore, had almost equal time in the movie, and yet only Kidman is nominated for Best Actress.
Yes, isn't that interesting? You know, this movie, which was nominated for Best Picture along with Gangs of New York and Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, and The Pianist, is, I think, more likely actually to win the Best Picture Oscar than Chicago at this point. But it was funny seeing how they divvied up the acting awards, because in a lot of cases for awards that preceded the Oscars, they were all nominated for Best Actress, or sometimes, that you found one or two being nominated for Best Supporting Actress, but people were confused about how to treat them. Now, the Academy says that the decision about who goes into which category in the acting Oscars is up to the individual member who votes for nominations. In this case, for the actors, it's only the actors' branch who decides who's nominated. And you can only be nominated for a role in one category. They used to have situations where people got nominated in both categories for the same performance. But when you leave it up to the individual member, that sounds like people are really kind of figuring these things out themselves, when actually they're under considerable pressure from advertisers, from the studios, who put out all these for-your consideration ads and actually try to position performers in the categories they think they can win in. And that's what they did with Julianne Moore in this case, because they think Nicole Kidman has a good shot at winning Best Actress Oscar for The Hours, and I think they're right about that. You know, people love it when somebody glamorous like Nicole Kidman sort of looks plain and ordinary, and especially wears a false nose, which, as you know, has been the major advertising point of the movie.
Roman Polanski nominated for Best Director, and his work The Pianist was nominated for Best Film, but he likely will not be there.
No, I don't think so. You know, Roman Polanski in the late 70s left the United States because he was going to go to jail if he didn't, after he had pled guilty on a morals charge for having sex with an underage girl. But he won't be the only one who doesn't show up if he wins, because the Academy actually nominated someone who doesn't exist, Donald Kaufman, the screenwriter or co-screenwriter for Adaptation. He, I think, is just a figment of the imagination of Charlie Kaufman, who's played by Nicolas Cage, who's also nominated for Best Actor. But Charlie Kaufman and Donald Kaufman were both nominated for the screenplay because that's the way they were in the movie. And we'll see if they win. I doubt they will.
Reporter Pat Dowell.